Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with radio-ness. I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark?
And
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to. You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Kells, the pride of Hamilton, that was Whistleblower from their forthcoming, as of yet, untitled record due out this fall. The clock's ticking, boys. And this is Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR, where we chat about music and play some music. And today, this deck is stacked higher than the new Baconator. I can't recall the last time I had this many guests in the studio, but it's wonderful to see so many nice faces all around. So let's get to some introductions. Sitting right across from me, Jason and the Diatonics, pop group from right here in Vancouver. How's it going, people?
Good.
Great.
Thanks. Pretty good.
Thanks for coming out.
Good to be here.
And sitting behind me, for the third time in as many years, always a pleasure to see you. It is Richie and Carmen. They are Diamond Dancer.
Hi.
Hey, hello. People. Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Always good to see you, JB.
And I've been doing a feature all summer long about touring, so I'll be asking you all as many questions as I can think of about touring. We'll do a little panel discussion, CNN style. But I've also done, you know, quite a bit of research on my own, almost legal amount of research.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get deep, deep, deep. And we'll also be speaking over the phone with Miss Olenka and the Autumn Lovers from all the way from London, Ontario. But first, perhaps, I feel like I've deluged the audience with a bit of information, so let's have some music. The first three tracks are from all of you. Let's start with you, Jason the Diatonics. This is Right Girl, Wrong Girl, and Shameless. 119 CITR.
Could be my only chance.
from their self-titled EP. Those two tracks by Diamond Dancer. Starting it off with Only If You Believe in the Power of Friendship. And we just had Lost in Echo Park. I'm assuming the former is the reference to the great Netflix commercial.
It's our favorite Netflix commercial, actually, yeah.
I'm surprised you got that.
Oh, I get things. Mm-hmm. I get things. I believe the scene was old man in a cartoon setting a movie for his kid.
Yeah.
Talks to the cartoon tiger, and the bunny says, or if he's, am I going to cry? And the bunny's like, only if you believe in the power of friendship.
That's exactly the reference, yeah.
Going to applaud myself for that one. Jeez, now I feel all awkward. So Lost in Echo Park, I'm assuming that's another reference to something else?
Echo Park's in Los Angeles, but the lyrics to our music usually have nothing to do with the titles of the song.
I seem to recall a previous edition of this show where I got a bunch of novelizations from 80s movies like Ghostbusters and Explorers and just found song titles.
Yeah, you named Jakarta's second record, you named all the songs randomly out of a book. That's very true.
You don't have to applaud for that. Also in that set, we started it off, and this whole show off, with Jason and the Diatonics off their record, A Million Miles of Trouble, the track Right Girl, Wrong Girl. I'm assuming there's a reference in there, too.
That's pretty literal. Yeah, Right Girl, Wrong Girl. You could be either the right or the wrong girl, I guess. I don't know how to describe that any more profoundly. It's just the way it is, I guess.
What would A Million Miles of Trouble be in reference to?
A Million Miles of Trouble is a lyric off the last song on the album called Hey You. And it's, I guess, a reflective lyric about looking back on when you begin an adventure before you know the outcome, and you're very optimistic, and yet you don't know all the trouble that's going to hit you along the way. So kind of looking back on your past self as being very naive, and oh, you have so much to learn, that kind of thing.
Cool. Now I'm assuming both of you had very different paths into recording your records. The Diamond Dancer EP recorded at Rain City Records.
Yeah, Rain City Records with good old Stuart McKillop, best in the business.
And also the Jason Diatonics recorded...
Two places, actually. We had our own little studio that we made. We called it the J&D Subterranean Lair at Eric and Steph's place, where we kind of built a little IKEA sound booth and did all that. And then we did our drums and some of the vocals and stuff at the warehouse downtown.
Nice. A legendary establishment.
Yes, yeah. They've done a couple of keeps you heard of, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I read on your Twitter that you were deep in a subterranean
subterranean layer.
Yeah,
that's the studio where we would go and disappear for days at a time.
Does it feel weird to come out of a studio recording after a long period of time?
Yeah. It feels good, you know, to have it finished and have a product that you're proud of. But there is something about being in there day in and day out, immersing yourself in it, that's really rewarding artistically, just to kind of keep trying new things and experimenting, and that's a lot of fun, you know. Like, I want to do the next one. I'm ready. We don't have the songs yet, but yeah, it's quite an experience. It's our first experience with a full album like this, so I want to do it again, hopefully.
Oh, come with. Diamond Dancer, same question.
Can you repeat the question, JP?
There was someone who's going to be on the show later once referred to a studio tan, as if, I guess, the lights tanning you. That is a link in the Autumn Lovers. Do you ever felt that you maybe get a studio tan from being in the studio for too long?
Well, if anyone that knows anything about Stu, it's night shift. It's like 11 p.m. till 7 a.m. every night. So it's more like you kind of go crazy and you get really high on Diet Coke and Red Bull by 4 a.m. and... The album turned out pretty, like, when we came into the studio the next day at 11 at night, like day two, or it was like day three, and he had this stuff, like, the way it sounds, the way you're hearing it, the way we heard it originally is completely different. I don't know what happens to him after 7 a.m. when he works on stuff, but it sounds huge. He just made everything sound huge. So, yeah, I don't know. As far as Studio 10 goes, no, I'd say more it's like you turn into Dracula's when you're doing the night shift thing. I don't know, Carmen, what do
you
think?
Well, it happened really fast, too. Like, it felt like we weren't in the studio for, like, a really long time because it was just a weekend.
Yeah, it was fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of like this here radio show. Speaking of which, perhaps we should get to some more tracks.
Let's do it.
I'm thinking Jason the Diatonics loves the cartoon. And I'm going to look here at my nice new CD player, all these new fancy lights.
Ooh-la.
I'm equally as impressed as all of you are by it. Here we go, on Shameless 119 FM, CITR.
Cliff, 2 miles high, I got a hip hop piano that fell from the sky. Now I'm in a full body cast again, and my spine is shaped like an accordion. A kiss from my UI, I decompressing, my heart jumps right out of my chest, because love is a cartoon. When I am with you, I perspire and turn red with little hearts from my head. I'll get your flowers the same and pop out like a spring. I hear a vibe-vibe when you enter the room. But love is a cartoon. Love is a cartoon. Love is a cartoon. Whoa, love is a cartoon. Oh, when I daydream underneath a tree, the only one in my thought bubble I see. Well, I get up, I leave a cloud behind, as I race to be by your side. Cause love is a cartoon. When I am with you, I perspire and turn red with little hearts round my head. I catch your flowers the same and pop out like a spring. I hear a vibe-vibe when you enter the room. A love is a cartoon. When I am with you, I perspire into a red with little hearts round my head. I'll get your flowers to sing and pop out like a spring. I hear a vibe-vibe when you enter the room. Love is a cartoon. Love is a cartoon, yeah. Love is a cartoon. Love is a cartoon.
There's still time to submit to CITR's Shindig 2011. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country crooner or a 10-piece punk philharmonic. Past participants include The Organ, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They? To enter, send a minimum 3-song demo of original material and your contact information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by August 12th. Or, do it the old-fashioned way and put everything in an envelope directed to Shindig 2011, care of CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Learn more at CITR.ca. Don't be shy. Submit for Shindig 2011.
At the birds and howl at the moon, and everybody loved it here but you. They drank through the days, 'cause the evenings end too soon, and everybody loved it here but you. No, this is not no more like the places you were before. No, this is not your version of the country. Forgetting all the words and singing out of tune. Everybody loved it here but you. Places you were before, and no, this is not your kind of country. They scream in the sun, pass out in the afternoon, and everybody loved it here but you. Getting all the words and singing out of tune. And everybody loved it here but you. And everybody loved it here but you.
That is from the coolest record ever written about a UFO incident. That is the Falcon Lake incident from Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans. I recently saw another show about the Falcon Lake incident on television while I was channel surfing, and it painted the guy who saw the UFO as quite the martyr slash anti-hero. The old myth was that he just got drunk and saw some UFOs and the cops didn't believe him, yada, 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 but apparently he went kind of nuts. And then good old Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans made a record about him. So it all paid off in the end.
For Jim Bryson.
I guess, yeah. That guy whose name I can't remember, not so much. And the track was Fell Off the Dock. I suppose more about Falcon Lake than the incident itself, in retrospect. Also in that set, we had a track from Jason the Diatonics, who's here with me right now, off Million Miles of Trouble. The track was Love is a Cartoon. We were discussing which cartoon that would be, if it would be a cartoon.
Yeah, which one? I said, I think, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, I think more of the classic Looney Tunes. We mentioned Pepe Le Pew, also Little Bugs Bunny in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although I don't know if I would really dig a rabbit dressed up as a girl with lipstick on. It's not really my thing.
So we're far. We have murder, sexual harassment, and cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing, right.
That's all you need.
That's love.
It's love.
So, Jason the Diatonics, I suppose now is a good time to get into some deeper introductions with you.
Oh, no.
How did Jason and the Diatonics come together?
How did we come together? Well, my cousin, I guess, is kind of the root of it. I'm Jason, and my cousin Grayson knew Steph, who's married to Eric. And I met you at some point a couple years ago at a sushi restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then I met Eric later that night, and we played some gigs together, and then Joel, who's not here, was on board after that, and we all kind of just started jamming away. So I guess I wish I had a better story, but I don't.
Now call me crazy, but is the Diatonics in relation to the diatonic scale?
It is.
Yeah, we had one big brainstorming session one night when we decided to cut this album. We're like, okay, finally, we need a name if we're actually going to play together. And a lot of really hilarious names came up. And I think in retrospect, we're pretty glad that this is the one that we ended up with.
The first one went with diatonic halogens.
And it didn't really fly.
No, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
We actually played a gig under that name, though.
That's right, yeah.
And then decided the halogens wasn't really... You know, made it too confusing and too long, so we dropped that.
But we like the nerdiness of halogens. But diatonics is still pretty nerdy, so...
So yes, in relation to the scale. And then when people actually ask us what it means, it's way not as cool as we think it is.
I did that. I was, when we were doing our tour, I was at Lethbridge, and I did a little radio interview, and I started to try to explain it, because the guy had asked me, like, what is a diatonic? And I tried to start explaining it, and he actually snored me. He was like... Shut up. So I learned my lesson.
Geez, that's rude.
Well,
personally, I'm mega excited.
You wouldn't do that.
I rate you a solid 10 on the diatonic scale.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully it gets bigger as it goes. Not that I looked it up from Wikipedia a few minutes ago or anything.
Nicely done.
And also, I recently saw you on the Classic Urban Rush program.
Classic.
Classic, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
What's it like being on a television show like that?
Oh, weird. There's nobody to play to. I found I didn't know where to look or what to do.
Yeah, you don't really realize you're on TV. It's just like, hey, it's us in a big room with lots of things in our faces.
Yeah, it was kind of a nice jam space, actually. I kind of wish we could have just practiced or something. But no, the weirdest thing was just not having an audience. So usually when you're playing a show, you're looking out, you're seeing people doing whatever they're doing, and that's, I don't know, part of the where the energy comes from. But when you're on TV, you look out and there's just an empty set across from you, or you have a bunch of people kind of like doing their jobs. So
a bunch of interns,
right? Yeah,
of really young guys.
Well,
actually,
yeah, they were. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true that there's a lot of young guys shooting that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then you kind of have to fabricate that in a way, or you have to kind of bring the energy to it somehow without making it seem forced. And I don't know how successful I was, but we got through the song, so that's all that matters.
The other thing I always wondered is it that Michael Egford is short, or Fiona Forbes is tall?
Both.
Mm-hmm. That explains that.
Very nice people, though.
I can imagine.
Yeah, they were very friendly.
True.
But yeah, that's true. I would say both.
They seem like a two person party.
Yeah, that's true.
Lots of energy.
There's always noise going on wherever they are, yeah.
Well, now shall we get to that song in question?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Would you like to introduce it?
The next song coming up is by Jason and the Diatonics off their album Million Miles of Trouble called Till the Day.
Nicely done. I think I'm out of here.
And I tried to shut the door, but it's too fast and flies right past, escaping, making me a bore. And I can tell you lost your mind. It takes one to know one,
of our kind. I cannot learn, so I return, and I hope to God I don't go blind. Hey. I died. Hey, whether you and I are ill-equipped to solve the problems we emit, if we cut it loose, we lose the juice and sink just like a burning ship. The window's scarred with hard raindrops, and we duck the hands of hanging clocks. Then we reversed like we rehearsed, just using thoughts like we all props. So hey, a-do-do-do-do. Well, it was that I couldn't sleep right through an earthquake, but I haven't slept an hour in a week. Oh, no one had to teach you how to heartbreak. There are many ways to change reality. There are better ways for me. Yeah.
from their self-titled EP that was Diamond Dancer, was Sleeping in Mount Pleasant here on Shameless 119 FM CITR. And I'm always big on stories behind the stories, and I can see them a mile away. I know there's a story behind Sleeping in Mount Pleasant, dear Diamond Dancer.
Oh, don't ask that question.
Lyrically on our EP, which is titled Will You, it's a story about, each song is a story about something that, like a friend of ours. So Sleeping in Mount Pleasant was about a night after, I think it was...
Well, there was a hockey game.
Obviously.
And then we went over to our friend's house in Shaughnessy.
That's right.
And then we walked...
Oh, yeah. We had a friend tell us something really personal.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
We can't reveal what
it was about, people.
But we were walking home and she had her bike.
And she blew our minds with something. Like, it was like, whoa, so...
And we live in Mount Pleasant, so that's where we were headed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That didn't really give you any more information, but...
We have to protect the innocent. Or we'd be getting, like, you'd see earphones going, oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good. Put them on the air.
Hey, you know, like, Pinkerton by Weezer, Rivers outed a bunch of his friends on that, and you know the story behind that, right? He's disgusted by it. So learning from that kind of situation, I think it's best if you protect the innocent. That's all I'm going to say.
Or the guilty.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they're your friends. Like, you can't do that to your friends.
This is why I choose to make friends with people in the music business like yourselves.
Awesome.
Maybe our next release will have a song about you. You never know.
Now, speaking of which, if I might make a very awkward
segue. It'll be a wicked
segue,
song.
I know, of course, it's about me. You could call it, saw a room, wanted to be an arcade, decided to move. There you go.
Yeah, that's the title.
Wow.
You already named it.
I could sing it for you, too, if you want.
Well, we can do that part.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to take over anything. But this third release you've had is quite different than your previous two.
Yeah.
Which I've adored.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
It's a drastic departure.
Yeah, it's a very big change.
What inspired this departure, or this change of tone?
Doing Jakarta for as long as I did, it turned into more of a... I don't know how to explain it. It just wore on me, became more of a way of life than anything else. And when I got back to Vancouver in March, a lot of my friends know that I'm a huge 90s emo fan and indie fan and grew up in the 90s, so something blue is flashing at me. I must...
Oh, that's just the phone.
It's okay. I was like, what is that? So anyways, you know, a lot of people are like, why don't you just play the real music you love, man, and just do what you do best? So, because where I grew up, like, the same kids that went to hardcore punk rock shows went to indie shows, so it's always kind of like that in Southern Ontario. So the crossover isn't huge, but I find that when I talk to people in BC and Western Canada, it's like, whoa, this is huge, man. What happened?
Have you noticed a change in audiences?
Oh, yeah.
Over the years?
Oh, yeah.
I remember some characters at Jakarta shows a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. The people into this band definitely don't like Jakarta, and the people that like Jakarta are kind of choked that I'm not doing that anymore, so...
Well, the other thing is that the audience is more... equal, like, males and females, whereas, like, the audience for, like, the hardcore
bros.
Stuff is, like, yeah, bros. Just bros. Yeah. So you lost, like, half your possible audience, right? So, no. We're there for everyone.
Yeah.
Bros before ladies.
Yeah.
And you also spent some time in Toronto for a few years.
Yeah, well, 10 months.
Yeah.
We were there for 10 months, and, you know, it's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't recommend someone from Vancouver moving there. Just for lifestyle reasons. We're pretty spoiled here.
I agree.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks,
man. I was sad when you left.
Yeah, everyone was. It was ill-advised. I don't know.
We needed a change, and it was too much change, I guess.
Yeah.
And one last question before we move on. I want to get to this before I forget.
Sure.
Because I read a great review of yours, and it defined you as self-described Twinkle Daddies.
Twinkle Daddies is a push in the States right now for emo revival bands that have really noodly twinkly stuff. This reviewer said that we're self-proclaimed, but we're not. It's what kids call our music. I never heard of it. I was just as shocked as you were. But some people, they'll just write, like, Carmen put together a pretty good package to send out, and usually what we're finding is people were, like, writing exactly what she wrote or sort of misinterpreting what she wrote. So just to clarify that, we've been called Twinkle Daddies, but I had no idea what that was until we were, like, these kids were like, yeah, you guys are a Twinkle Daddies band. We're like, what? What's that? So we had to research it further.
The self-proclaimed part was that I thought was interesting on, yeah, on the journalistic integrity scale of...
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not self-proclaimed by any means. We had no idea what that term meant until we were advised about it.
Me neither, till just now, until you told me what it meant.
Yeah.
So moving on in the realm of great stories, or not great stories, how about a track from Diamond Dancer titled Long Distance Relationships Rarely Work Out. An optimistic ditty, if ever there was one.
Yeah, for sure. You want to know about it? Or?
Sure.
Oh.
Again, it's about people we know. It's about, a little bit is about ourselves as well. And it's pretty self-explanatory, man. It's all in the meat, man. It's all in the music.
What about the soldiers? They had long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
Turned out well for them. If the shell shock, you know, don't consider that part of it.
But. Well, it's a reference to Atlanta Thrasher fans with their team moving to Winnipeg. I guess long-distance relationships rarely work out. I'm pretty sure they won't be Jets fans.
On the other hand.
Is that serious?
No, I just made that. Okay.
Diamond Dancer here on 101.9 FM CITR with their track, Long-Distance Relationships Rarely Work Out. With me on the line right now, as promised earlier in the show, all the way from the Forest City of London, Ontario, by way of telephone from right here in Vancouver. On the line with me right now is Miss Olenka Krakas of Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. How's it going over there? Or maybe not. Well, we'll check back in with Olenka Krakas in a second. First, perhaps we should keep the music going. How about good old Jason the Diatonics, ever reliable in the studio? How's it going, people?
Hey.
Really good.
Nice. Well, I'm thinking perhaps, how about Freak Show?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Do it.
Any story behind the track, Freak Show?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to pull together. This was probably the most collaborative effort on the album. A lot of piano, a lot of interesting kind of arrangements. We did some whistling.
The first time we played this song together was actually Halloween evening.
Oh, right.
Or something.
Right.
We were rehearsing in an old church in the West End, and so it was this big cavern in the dark, and Jason's like, hey, check out this tune I wrote, and it was like really spooky, and we're like, ooh, we can do so much with this, and then
right. That
kind of evolved from there. So we've always kind of introduced it like this is kind of our spooky Halloween thing, so maybe with that it gives it a little bit more context. It was fun to put together.
Nice. Let's get spooked. That's going to try again with Olenka Krakas of Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. She's on the line right now. Hey, how's it going over there? Hello.
Hi.
Nice. Success.
Yay. Technology works sometimes.
That's the power of never giving up. How's it going over there?
Pretty good.
Nice.
How are you?
Pretty good as well.
It's a lovely day in Vancouver.
Isn't it just? I felt a tinge of autumn in the air. I thought it might have been you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I brought it with me. Just a hint, though. Well, this is kind of what autumns are like in southern Ontario. Comfortable, because every other season is atrocious. But, yeah.
I can imagine. A minimum of black flies and other various man-eating insects, too.
Yeah, they all combine to form an apocalyptic climate.
So how's the tour been going for you so far?
It's been good. We've been pretty busy, crossing this insanely large nation, and so a lot of driving, and a lot of playing music, more shows on the way back. We're pretty raring to go in terms of our Vancouver shows, so, yeah.
Cool. And the past year you've done, Pop Montreal, Halifax Pop Explosion, North by Northeast, and all the like. And everyone, whenever they talk about you, always say about how, you know, you're too busy to even, you know, take the time to sit through a Tim Hortons drive-thru, potentially.
Yeah, this year is pretty insane, too. We're doing Halifax Pop. We decided against Pop Montreal because I'm playing Rufflandia in Victoria, so...
good choice.
Yeah, it's just too much going back and forth. So, yeah, that kind of maddening schedule seems to be continuing. But hopefully as of, I guess, early November, after we get back from Halifax Pop this year, we're going to take a nice kind of chunk of time off to start arranging the next album and just kind of breathing. We'll be doing a lot of breathing. Maybe yoga. I'm not sure. But a good solid couple months of nothing.
So when you're in Vancouver, do you have time to do anything fun-wise, record shopping, sightseeing?
I hope so. This tour, we booked a day off. So after our shows tomorrow, I think on the 12th, we'll be wandering around. And just kind of, yeah, like, I mean, record stores, sure. I mean, we'll be at Red Cat tomorrow, so I'll probably do a bit of record store shopping then. But I just want to get onto a mountain somewhere. I haven't been out here and, like, in the environment for so long that I really need to kind of have some alone time with nature, I think, and then regroup for the rest of the tour. So, but yeah, the 12th we'll be wandering all over the place.
Cool. And a lot of your songs are influenced by the likes of history and folklore. Do you do a lot of research when creating your music?
Sometimes more consciously than other times. When I was looking into, I wrote a song about the Algoma steel industry in Sault Ste. Marie when I wrote a, when I was trying to compose a character. That's a much older song, and I did a bunch of research, like really concerted research for that song. And then in terms of some of the songs that I've been writing, where I was kind of focusing on my background, on my Polish background, I did a little bit of research, kind of looking into some folk music and a bit of Polish history and film and art and stuff, just to kind of get a feel for what I was hoping to kind of capture. But a lot of times the songwriting is very kind of fortuitous and it comes in the moment, and whatever I've kind of digested over the recent kind of moment is what motivates me the most for a particular song. So it's a bit of both, I guess.
Well, and we referenced earlier in the show about your studio tans, and everyone here told their story of their studio tans. How has yours been faring so far?
I guess, fine. I'm not sure if I quite understand. Studio tan, explain, please. I didn't catch that. I think we weren't in range yet.
Right. Well, I remember listening to one of your podcasts on Radio 3, and you were talking about you and your co-band's studio tans when you were stuck in this recording studio for months on.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, we're better now. Now we have tour tans, which are like the one-arm kind of tans out the side of the car that you sit on most. So yeah, we've improved, I guess, somewhat. Yeah.
Well, and that podcast is actually one of my favorites. How did it come about that were you approached to do a Radio 3 podcast?
Well, I came down maybe last year and was in town for a show. And, yeah, they just approached me knowing that I'd be here and were curious about getting something together that didn't necessarily concentrate exclusively on a Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal, like one of the larger cities. And since I've been based out of London for a good, number of years and am mired in the scene there, it was just really kind of fitting that I could come in and do a spotlight on that city and kind of give people a chance to see what else is happening in the country, because the sort of stuff that's happening in London is similar to what is going on in this sort of smaller towns of Canada. And not to say that London is that small. Most of the Southern Ontario cities are actually quite large, all like 300,000, 500,000 people and so on. So the scenes are actually pretty big and influential in a lot of ways. But yeah, it was a nice little kind of spotlight. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Why did you enjoy it? What about it did you enjoy?
I found it interesting to hear something from a different person's voice, a different style of presenting, your insight into things. The stories you told, I always like hearing someone's story.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Well, and, you know, the Forest City is full of really interesting acts. I mean, like any scene, they kind of come and go and change, and that's definitely happened for us in our city, but it's a little time capsule every time that you get to kind of put a spotlight like that on a community. And, you know, they're little gifts, I guess, because so much music in our country and, well, pretty much everywhere just goes under the radar. Like, people don't know that it's happening. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to share that with a large community.
Do you find doing a radio show is more intimidating than being on the radio?
Actually, that was pretty easy. I mean, they do all of the hard work. They do all the editing. I basically just kind of recorded. I did program it, so I did kind of have to think about what songs to choose. But it was fun. I mean, it was I don't really do that very much in my regular day, and I think that's part of what they like about asking artists to contribute to the podcast. Because we're not necessarily trained in it, so our approach to how we would narrate certain transitions and stuff is just going to be very off the cuff. But it was a treat. Like I could have the opportunity to do some radio work at CHRW, which is our local station in London, but our campus station out there. But it just don't have the time. So it was kind of a treat to be able to do that and kind of get a sense of that sort of work might be like. But yeah, no, it's not intimidating. It's all, you know, you edit all the mistakes out.
I know, so. I sure don't.
Or you embrace them, I suppose. So.
I like being in a constant state of fear.
Yeah, keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I'm looking forward to your show at the Biltmore tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 9, I guess, for the doors, and it's $5 suggested donation, but if you are interested in paying more, we won't say no. And it's with Aunts and Uncles and Synthcake. Aunts and Uncles they're both local bands, and Aunts and Uncles are doing their CD release. So, and they're all good friends, so it'll be a big fun party. Fun times at the Biltmore tomorrow.
Right. Now get to one of your tracks. This is Odessa. I'm assuming in no relation to the Caribou song.
No, actually, that was funny. We released that almost at the same time. And no, although I wouldn't be surprised if we were inspired by the same thing, because there's an Odessa just around Kingston, and he's from Dryden. So, you know, possibly on a few drives through the kind of 401 touring circuit, we both stumbled upon the name Odessa and thought, that would be nice. It would be a nice song, so maybe. But yes, no relation to his Odessa.
Nice. Have a good tour. Have a good show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Just coming in your mother's hungry. Watch her apron twirl around the city streets. Can you spare no Odessa? Just coming in your father's desperate. All the bills, isn't life a thrill? Will you dance that away? Oh, Odessa, just coming in your brother's weaker. Hear him wheezing into pillows in the night. Doctor says it's oh, Odessa. We can run away.
of a mess, but I know this is right, though I don't feel less confused. And I'm walking away, cause I know that direction will lead to a day when I don't need protection from you. Cause we're faking it, yeah. We're faking it, yeah. We're faking it, we're faking it, yeah. I'm ending this freak show, I'ma tell you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Came true, but whatever that means, it will make me anew again and again. Well, it's the last time I sing for the 100th time, but I'm caught in a riddle and I'm stuck in a rhyme again.
Cause we're faking it, we're faking it, yeah. We're faking it, we're faking it, yeah. Well, we're faking it, we're faking it, yeah. I'm ending this freak show, I'ma tell you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Thank you.
from an EP entirely named Of People, Places, and Things. That is Diamond Dancer with Bella's Fair on Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. It's a pleasure to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure to be here always. And all the guests you've had have been wonderful. You guys have been awesome. Whoever was on the phone, she was very awesome.
You heard that?
Awesome. We were wondering, we're like, who is that? She's very knowledgeable.
She is.
Yeah. Alenka and the Autumn Lovers. It was a pleasure to talk to her. I was wondering if you could all hear it in here.
Yeah, I think
it was either out of the phone or the headphones. We weren't sure.
I've never heard a phone call in the studio outside of doing it.
You so did very well.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't be like just hearing me talk a one-half conversation. That'd be creepy. Speaking of creepy, we played Freak Show by Jason the Diatonics, who is also here with me right now.
Ooh.
Told you I'd get it done.
You did.
You did.
Got it done.
Man of his word.
Mm-hmm. And also of my word, I said we would have a panel discussion about touring.
All right.
And since we have 5 minutes left in the show, we're going to do it.
Okay.
So here we go. You can all chime in at any time. Wolf Blitzer style. That's a CNN guy, by the way. All right. So how do you decide the time is right to go on tour?
Well, you have an album.
Yes.
Do you concur?
What?
How do you decide, how do you decide when the time is right to go on tour?
When there's a record to be promoted, when you release a record, right?
There you
That's
go.
What we said.
Okay. When you, or when you lose your job.
That's another good one. Yeah.
And what would the first step in, to be going on tour?
You just kind of, I guess we plan it out a couple months in advance and start reaching out to people, kind of try to plan it around a release. I don't know.
Save some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's not cheap.
And how do you plan out where to go in a place you've hypothetically never been to?
Well, for us, because all of us are from different places in Alberta, we just decided that we would do our hometowns and then kind of fill in the space between that for our only, I was going to say our last tour, but it's our first only and last tour.
Not last.
Really?
Well, last, as in four.
It's like, we're going to do this again.
Yeah.
They're breaking up.
Yeah.
It's like,
this
right.
is
Carmen,
this just
up.
In.
So maybe you guys would know a little better.
I don't know. We just see what other bands that are similar to us, where they play. Like, we kind of lurk on their social networking, and we're like, oh, okay, we'll reach out to this venue because so-and-so played
and
there.
It's also who your contacts are, right? So if you know someone...
Carmen has a big Rolodex, paper-based still. No, I'm kidding.
Classic.
She gets on the horn. Hey, Jim. Yeah, I'll be in Winnipeg. I'll be on your time August 17th. Want to play the Royal Albert? We can open. Place to stay, meal. Thanks.
And how do you get around? That must be a challenge.
Yellow cab? 681-1111? No.
It's going to be pricey to go cross-country via cab.
Oh, my God.
Well, what if you had the cab? What if you owned?
Yeah, what if you were the cabbie?
Like Phoebe?
Yeah.
Apparently you can
like
go...
A cab van. Like,
Raph's got this weird Bronco that we use that he... You, I don't know, he does food catering and we kind of piggyback onto that. I don't know.
Nice. We took our drummer's mom's van to and borrowed a hitch from another, or borrowed a trailer.
Trailer from another,
another band.
But I was going to say that we've found out, and maybe you already knew this, but apparently you can travel for free on Via Rail if you're a musician and you're accepted. You kind of apply, and
what?
As long as
really?
You play,
have
you can travel on the train.
Second question, how did you find the trailer on the Coquihalla?
We went about like... 60,
yeah.
A lot of weight.
Okay,
it took a
okay.
long time.
Yeah.
And Joel, whose mom's vehicle it was, made sure that he was driving the whole way during the sketchy bits.
But we thought we might have to get out and push it. It did slow down quite a bit.
I've heard horror stories, that's why I'm scared to take a trailer still.
It happened.
Yeah.
It worked.
We got there, yeah, barely.
Back to the VRA thing.
Yeah.
Have you heard the crux of this deal?
No. Tell us.
Accommodations aren't guaranteed. Well, there are no accommodations for you if you play on VRA.
Oh.
So you're just going to find a corner somewhere and just, you know, if you want to sleep, just curl up.
That seems to be better than some deals.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
It's like, I'll sleep on a train.
As long as the floor doesn't smell like cat pee, I'm down.
Yeah.
It's true. Right. It probably deal. Does, though.
But it probably will smell like cat pee.
That's usually just a good philosophy in life.
If it smells like cat pee.
Any advice, finally, for bands that want to get in the touring game?
Don't sleep on floors that smell like cat pee.
But you probably will sleep on floors that smell like cat
pee. Be okay with it, but avoid it.
Yeah, exactly. Just get in the house where you're staying first and claim your space. I'm the master of it. The young me would stay up, party, and drink. The new me, I go to bed first. I make sure I get a good spot.
Carmen's shaking her head.
She hates
That's
that.
That's so not true. I go to bed first.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You know what,
not
friends?
Sure what happened there.
I believe the sun is set on this edition of Shameless on 101.9 FM. It's been a pleasure, though, having you all here.
It's been fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to you all for coming out.
Thank you.
Jason the Diatonics, your Twitter is Jason_Diatonics. You're doing the screening and rap party on Saturday the 20th?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'll be fun. It's a web series called Social Life. And they're going to screen each episode of this web series, and then there's going to be kind of a different band playing in between a couple of songs, and it's going to be a really cool event. It's at Lana Lou's downtown in the, I don't know the exact address.
I think it's on Powell Street.
Powell.
Yeah, 3-something.
62.
Powell just off Main.
362.
Gord, Powell. My friend Gord books it.
Oh, wicked. Well, there you go.
A new joint.
Cool venue, yeah.
Diamond Dancer, Richie and Carmen, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've found your Twitter, is at Diamond Dancer, with 2 R's. You can check them out at the Media Club tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Also, tomorrow night is Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. You can check up beforehand, and you can follow them on Twitter at Olenka Lovers. Thanks to them for calling in. And if you want to relive the magic of this Shameless, you can do so at CITR.ca. All 98 of these are on, and this one will be on there soon enough. Stay tuned for more live music with Val of Folk Oasis and the acoustic stylings of Mr. Morgan C. Ross. I guess on that note, shall we end off with some Jason the Diatonics as we quickly leave and make way for Folk Oasis?
Love that.
How about Everything Will Be Fine?
Sounds good.
Off your record. Million Miles of Trouble.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ain't any bit as easy as we all pretend it to be. A life will make you go crazy if you take it out so seriously. A million things to bring you down, obstacles stuck in the ground. You're sick of fighting for every little thing. When the girl you want rejects you, or your man overprotects you, or you're waiting for a phone call but the phone doesn't ring, that's when I tell myself when I wake up in the morning, oh, everything is going to be alright. When I wake up in the morning, everything will be fine. Sometimes it seems so hopeless. Everything seems to come at a cost. Fight or I'll be defeated. Everyone comes out swinging. Everyone seems to be lost. You don't know which way to go. You take a step and stop your toe. You keep on laughing, but just to stop the tears. You're wondering how much longer. Well, you gotta keep getting stronger. Are you chasing down your dreams or running from your fears?